Wicket on Laser 103.3.
Listen, if there's a weekend that is perfect for drinking White Claw, it's my birthday weekend.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Wicket's birthday is tomorrow,
yes.
420.
420, everyone knows that number means White Claw. That means get some black cherry, get some of the new surf flavors. They make tequila cocktails in a can. Celebrate Wicket's birthday tomorrow or tonight or both. Go grab some White Claw. Grab the wave.
All right. We're going to talk to you about a new album that is out today.
Woo!
But first, local guy getting a lot of love. It is so exciting. Andrew Hoyt.
He's from Grimes.
Grimes was up on stage before AJR played at The Well.
I like AJR. I've seen him twice, actually. I saw him in Napa. I saw him down in Kansas City. They're a little poppy, but
pop alternative.
Pop alt's great, man. I love them. I wish I would have known. I had sick kids or I was going to go to that show. Kids ruin. Anyway, but this kid, this dude, Andrew Hoyt, was called in very, very last minute because the opening act wound up in it with a concussion and was in the hospital.
That's rock.
So,
that's what happens when you're on tour.
Right. So Andrew Hoyt was called in. Dean Lewis is the pop act that was supposed to open up and put up on Instagram, I'm in a concussion, or I have a concussion, I'm in the hospital, I won't be able to perform before AJR. So somebody knew somebody, and they got a hold of this dude, Andrew Hoyt, who went out there, just him and a guitar, and performed for 5,000 people.
I was side stage, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, I literally was in my running gear and sweating and, like, out of breath when they called me. And now I'm, like, side stage, and there's 5,000 people out there, and AJR is a really big deal, and I was, like, starting to feel it. It was happening so fast, I didn't really feel the stress.
Mm. That's what happens, the adrenaline kicks in.
That's cool, though. I mean, just imagine, he said he's in his running gear, like you're out for a run. I can't imagine what that's like, but you're out for a run.
We only run from zombies during an apocalypse.
The, you know, the Wells Fargo calls, or a record rep calls, or somebody calls, and it's like, hey, can you open for AJR? Like, that was a pretty big crowd, like 5,000 for the opener, probably 10,000. The lower level was probably sold out for that one. Good for Andrew Hoyt, man. Pretty good.
Congratulations.
That's pretty sweet.
All right. Brent Smith spoke about Jelly Roll and his impact.
I don't even need to intro this. The lead singer of Shinedown, like the rest of us, big fan of Jelly Roll.
This man is the real thing on so many different levels. Could not be a more genuine individual, talented as all get out. I remember when, you know, we brought him out with us in 2022 on tour, there were people that were like, what is going on here? Who is this? And I'm like, just get ready, man. Cause I told him too, I said, man, you are about to get into the most amazing rocket ship that only you can captain. In his element, this is what he was born to do. It is his time. It is his moment. I'm so, man, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, what is necessary in life? Jelly Roll is necessary.
Oh.
Get that on a t-shirt right now. Also went on to say that a collab between Shinedown, or at least Brent Smith, and Jelly Roll, 100% it might be in the works. I don't know what that means. 100% it might be in the works. I mean, I don't know, if I say it, it's probably going to happen. That from Brent Smith on the Spout podcast.
When I say things, they happen sometimes. Like the octopus. Remember when I predicted the octopus would get?
One bet.
All right.
She got one thing right. By the way, Tailgate and Tallboys in Clinton, Iowa, June 6th. Jelly Roll closes. June 8th, Shinedown closes.
You might have been listening to Dark Matter.
Woo!
On the Laser.
This is the album release that matters today.
I love this song.
I don't know. There was some other album that got released overnight. I don't know if you heard about it. This is the album that matters. This is what everybody's going to be tweeting about and threading about and Facebooking about, is the new Pearl Jam album that they're calling dark and grimy and heavy.
I love it. You know, it's a special kind of feeling when a band that you have loved for decades.
Yeah.
Puts out new music, you know you're going to like it because you're already in there. You're already in there as a fan. It doesn't matter if it's good. It's kind of like when you're invested in a series and everybody starts talking about how, oh, this season sucked, that. No, you're invested. You're still going to watch it. But that's one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs. Like, they're coming up with
okay
these new songs that I absolutely love. They're not phoning it in. Everybody's voice sounds great.
Usually when a band that has been around as long as Pearl Jam puts out a new album, I don't have a ton of interest in it, right? Like, you guys, I love 10. Everybody loved
that.
Everybody loves 10. Right, everybody loves 10. Everybody can do their Eddie Vedder impression. I have not heard the whole album. I've only heard Dark Matter, and I'm sure we're going to play the next single off of it. But it sounds like they didn't lose anything in the last 40 years.
Like, I feel like they got better. Isn't like, that a shocker?
Metallica, same way. I don't know if I need a new Motley Crue album. You know, again, I know they're working on one, and Tommy Lee says it's great, but that new Pearl Jam album is probably awesome. And by the way, if you're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs or you've seen the promos or heard them, they're using that song in the background to promote the hockey playoffs. That's how it's even, it's that good of a song. It's great. Good for Pearl Jam.
Now, if you think that the biggest news in rock is that your second favorite rock radio DJ, Wicket, is having a birthday.
I was going to say, it's not Andy Hall, so I appreciate it being me, number two.
Number two.
Thank you very much.
Mike Wicket,
yeah.
Turning 43 tomorrow.
43 tomorrow on
420.
Yeah.
There is nothing more synonymous to 420 than Mike Wicket.
That's right.
Mike Wicket.
Birthday is getting less and less cool with every election. Don't forget, celebrate all weekend. Let's make it a White Claw weekend. We do White Claw Wednesday, White Claw weekend. In honor of my birthday, go out and grab the old school black cherry. If you're going to be at Prairie Meadows tomorrow, I might be at a poker table. Say hi. I'll have a White Claw right in front of me. Not too many, though. I don't play well drunk. I don't.
Say hi on 420.
Say
hi. Say happy birthday to Mike Wicket at Mike Wicket 2 T's.
They also have the new vodka cocktails in a can, tequila smash cocktails in a can. It is the wave that started this wave. It's White Claw. Bring the wave.
By the way, you know we're celebrating your birthday on Monday with Megan Ruther.
Are we?
Yeah.
Is she going to bring White Claw?
I'll email her. I love your kids.
Never trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.